Well, the president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region, Masoud Barzani, has visited Baghdad. Now, this is the first visit in more than 2 years, seeking to resolve long-running disputes between the Kurdistan region and Baghdad. Barzani has held talks with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Our discussions mainly focus on how committees form should work to resolve disputes. Barzani and Maliki discuss how to enhance Iraq's national unity as well. Now, they also exchange views on current developments in the Middle East, including the crisis in Syria. Both officials denounced the arms delivery to insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Last month, the Iraqi premier visited the country's Kurdistan region for talks aimed at solving outstanding issues. The two sides have been at odds over oil and disputed territories along their internal boundary. I switch over to Tehran, joined by Iraqi affairs expert Mr. Hossein Dabsh. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell us, Mr. Dabsh, how significant is this meeting of these two leaders?
Well, actually, it comes at a very crucial time, especially for the president of Iraq's semi-autonomous region, Kurdistan, Mr. Masoud al-Barzani, because just a few days ago, his parliament in Kurdistan basically voted for a bill that delayed the presidential elections over there for 2 years, and that highly upsetted the opposition over there, and many of the opposition have threatened to retaliate with protests. And I believe that his visit to Iraq is because of its rarity. I mean, the guy hasn't came to Baghdad, the central government that ultimately rules and runs Kurdistan, since 2010. So I believe that his visit has something to do with definitely trying to cool down tensions over there at home in Kurdistan. But it is nonetheless a significant visit. Both the Iraqi Prime Minister and Barzani have basically agreed to agree, from what it seems like. Both of them say that they want to end the tensions between the two regions peacefully, and they want only Iraqis to interfere in solving the country's problems, and that they don't want foreign countries to interfere in solving Iraq's problems. So they want to come to the table. Last month, the Iraqi Prime Minister left to Erbil in a landmark visit, and during that visit a month ago in Erbil, they created a committee to oversee the solving of the disputes between the two sides. And today's main talks were about how this committee is going to work and how this committee is going to execute the orders and negotiations from both sides. The two most important disputes between the two sides are oil and territorial disputes. In terms of oil, you have the Kurdistan region in the past few years contracting foreign companies to help it drill oil over there. This goes against Iraq's constitution. It goes against what Kurdistan had signed in 2005 in the new constitution after the downfall of Saddam's regime back in 2003. In terms of the territorial disputes, Kirkuk is at the heart of the dispute because Kurdistan claims that Kirkuk belongs to it, and it also claims that under Iraq's constitution, it can absorb Kirkuk. However, Kirkuk is divided because you have Arabs, Turkmen, and Kurds living over there, and Baghdad is not willing to give up Kirkuk so quickly because there would be many tensions. Okay. Violence can break out over there.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Dabsh, but we're out of time. Appreciate you being with us, Iraqi affairs expert in Tehran, Mr. Hossein Dabsh.